and to the weather. It'll become rather cloudy later over the Pennines with some light patchy rain here by this evening. We'll see warmer temperatures throughout the day with a light breeze rolling in from over the hills. That's BCB News at 12:02. More from me at 1:00.
Tuned into Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM.
This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM, where members of local groups and organisations come in and talk about what they do and why they do it, and we play 10 of their favourite music tracks. Today's guest is Fiona Patterson, who's here to tell us about the Hebden Folk Roots Festival. So let's start by way of an introduction. Why not tell us about yourself and how you became involved with the Hebden Folk Roots Festival?
That's a good question. Well, it all began around kind of, about 4 or 5 years ago when Brian Toberman, the founder of the festival, approached me to come and do the publicity and social media side of the festival. And I have a background in music and I'm a singer myself. So I was just like, of course, this is my perfect festival. And that's how I got involved and started working and curated events and also worked on promoting all the fantastic music we have lined up for the festival this year as well.
So you brought along 10 pieces of music related to the festival. Is that the theme of the music today?
Absolutely. Folk and roots. Okay. That's the theme.
And the first song is Merry Hell. Do you want to tell us about that before we play it?
Well, Merry Hell, they're new to me, actually, even though they have a massive following. And that's what I love about the festival. It brings new things to people, new music. And, but they have got a massive following. And they're a fantastic band. And the song that I'm wanting for you to play is called Come On England. And it's got a brilliant spirit behind it. And we were talking earlier that, people were saying it should be a national anthem. And it definitely should be our national anthem, I think. And it has all the ingredients to get up and dance and come together and enjoy yourself, which is what I think our festival's all about.
Many miles I have wandered on the paths of my homeland, by rivers through woodland and by the seaside. On its streets I have seen those with greed and hate in their eyes, and those with their hearts and their hands open wide. All my life has been blessed by its thunderstorms, summer times, by misty gold autumns, by fires in the snow, by rainbows, by bluebells, by radiant springtimes, in the wild windy meadows where the dandelions blow. There are some who would change this fair home to a prison, to enslave the many and bow to the few. The robbers, the racists, the breakers of faces, who hide behind masks and the red, white and blue. So stand up, come on England, live up to your history. Teacups and glasses, your old lads and lasses, and drink to the spirit that will never lie down. For I come from the land of the diggers and levellers, of fighters for freedom and our national health. The beaten, mistreated, but never dead.
of the true commonwealth. Only loving can save us, only giving will raise us. So welcome all travellers to sweet liberty, and raise all your voices to defend our democracy. For equality, justice and community. So stand up, come on England, live up to your history. Your heart can't be held in a flag or a crown. Raise your teacups and glasses, you bold lads and lasses, and drink to the spirit that will never lie down. So stand up, come on England, live up to your history. Your heart can't be held in a flag or a crown. Raise your teacups and glasses, your bold lads and lasses, and drink to the spirit that will never.
Okay, that's our first piece of music today. Merry Hell, Come on England. So we've got Fiona Patterson in talking about the Hebden Folk Roots Festival. So what's the history of the festival? Has it been running for many years?
We're now in our fifth year, and it's kind of evolved as we've gone along. It's the committee is built on a lot of kind of local musicians and artists and folk-loving people. And Brian Toberman and Dave Boardman and Andy Carter are the originals. And as we've gone along throughout the years, people's commitments have changed, and our committee has changed and evolved. But we're still going strong. But the whole community gets behind the festival, which is a really amazing thing.
So what caused the festival to start in the first place 5 years ago? What was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, well, I think it was just the love for folk and the love for music as well. Hebden Bridge has got an amazing kind of set of like musicians and artists and creatives that it's happening every weekend on every weekday, something going on. The folk, there's folk music at the Swan, at Fox and Goose, there's sessions. And so it's kind of the spirit of Hebden Bridge, really.
Okay, let's have the second song, which is going to be?
Michelle Stothard, Ain't No Woman.
And why are we having this one?
Because Michelle Stothard is a beautiful singer-songwriter who is also part of the amazing band The Magic Numbers. And she is joint headlining with Catherine Williams on the Saturday evening at Hope Baptist Chapel. So, I love Michelle. She's a great artist.
Thank you. once you open your eyes and look no more.
That is Michelle Stoddart, Ain't No Woman. Fiona is in on our top 10 today, telling us about the Hebden Folk Festival. So when and where is the festival being held? I know it's at Hebden Bridge, but paint a picture of where it is and what it's at.
The dates of the festival are 10th, 11th and 12th of May, so not long, soon. And it's in Hebden Bridge Town Centre, and the main venues are the Trades Club, Hope Baptist Chapel and the Town Hall. And then we have the landscape of the town itself, where we have sessions and music within all the venues in town. And so it's all on flat land. You can walk to each kind of location and enjoy yourself, have a drink, have a boogie, and just take it all in, take the atmosphere all in. And then we've got dancing in the square. It's all very central.
Well, you mentioned dancing, and we know we've got music. Is there any other entertainment as well?
Absolutely. We've got Keith Donnelly, who's going to be the children's concert, and he's very, very good, and I'm very excited about that, even though I'm a big child myself. And then we've got, lots of dancing from all kind of the dancing troupes that kind of make their circuit around all the folk festivals. They're coming to us as well. And we've got Maypole Workshop as well, which I'm very looking forward to that with Michael Ray. And he's going to be teaching the children how to do it, and then obviously some of the adults. So, you know, it's going on.
Any Morris dancing?
Of course, of course. We have the Hillbillies, and 400 Roses. We've got so many dance troupes coming in and doing something. It's, And also we do get the kind of community involved and get them dancing as well. So it's really good.
And how many acts are appearing over the festival weekend altogether?
Do you know in total? I think about over 150 performers are going to be coming into the centre of Hebden Bridge. And that isn't even including people who come in and bring their guitar and book themselves a gig at one of our locations called Drink. I think it's going to raise up to about 200 by the end of the festival.
So a lot going on over the weekend.
Yes.
Let's go for the next piece of music, which is Catherine Williams and Cuckoo. Why we're having that one?
Catherine Williams is an outstanding performer, and joint headlining with Michelle Stoddart, who we've just heard at Hope Baptist Chapel on the Saturday evening. And they both first played in 2016, and they're just breathtaking artists, and we're so impressed by them that we wanted to bring them back again. So yeah, Catherine's back, and she's just a very talented, diverse performer who is an outstanding songwriter who can create anything from jazz to folk to, yeah, she's just amazing. You've got to come and see her.
She go quietly. Got thrown to the bottom of the tree. Just one open mouth left, waiting for a feed. Cuckoo, cuckoo, in my nest. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo, in my
is Catherine Williams and Cuckoo. You're listening to our Top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM with me, Mike Kelly, and our guest, Fiona Patterson, who's here to tell us all about the Hebden Folk Roots Festival. So you've told us about some of the acts that are appearing. Are the acts that are appearing local to the area?
Yeah, we've got a lot of local acts. We've got this. We've got the community side of things that's called Town Folk, and that's full of local community acts that are going to be playing. And yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, you got have all different types of music, from obviously from folk to rock to jazz. It's because it's roots as well. It's folk and roots, so anything goes really.
And have you got many acts with unusual names? Because I spotted one that's appearing called Don't Feed the Peacocks. I think it'd be very good on a poster Saturday, Hebden Bridge, Don't Feed the Peacocks.
Absolutely. But yes, we definitely do have unusual names. So on the Sunday evening, we have Manoush North. And I think that's quite an unusual name. And what they're doing is klezmer and mixed with jazz, and it's definitely an evening to dance, because then there's Red Hippo as well, and Birds and Beasts. So all of them have got pretty unusual names really. So yeah, and that's kind of an evening of folk, jazz, klezmer, funk kind of thing. So wow. At the Trades Club on Sunday evening. But yeah, I think Jackie's Fantastic, that's another band. They're all quite different names, really, when you go into it.
A bit quirky.
Yeah, a bit quirky.
Well, you mentioned Birds and Beasts, and they're the next song we're going to be playing. So tell us a bit about Birds and Beasts and Side by Side.
Oh, well, they're a wonderful band. They're based in Huddersfield, and they've got this album out called Entwined, which is just beautiful, really. It's stories about animals and their lives, which can relate to human life as well. And they're very much about kind of sharing that message. And Side by Side is a song that they wrote that's about their relationship, their love for one another. They're married, so it's a love song, really. Yeah.
You and I watched a world go by. We are stuck here side by side. Lives that are truly intertwined. I will provide, I will be your guide. You know that I can rely on you. Without you I will die. I'm sticking close by you. I'm yours and you're mine. If we were ever torn apart, I cannot comprehend making a brand new start. You are so close, we exist as one. You are my whole world. You truly are to me, my body and my soul. Back here again, we will be together until the end. Sometimes we are seen as one, no one truly understands our bond. Here for what I can take away. I would not want you to think I can live without you, surely I would sing. You know that I can rely on you. Without you I will die. I'm sticking just by you. I'm yours and you're mine. You and back here again, we'll be together until the end. Sometimes we are seen as one, no one truly understands our bond. eternity. We have forever, we have all we need. Whatever the world may throw at us, we cling together on this rock because I know that I can rely on you, and you are here for me. I am here for you, and that's a guarantee. You and me back here again, we will be together until the end. Sometimes we are seen as one, no one truly understands our bond.
It's the Birds and Beasts and Side by Side. It's our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM, where we're talking about the Hebden Folk Roots Festival. And one of the big questions has got to be, is it free to go to the event, or do you need to buy tickets in advance?
Yes, you need to buy tickets in advance from www.hebdenfolkroots.org, and you can get evening tickets, day tickets, and weekend tickets for all the main events. But also as well, there are free events as well that you can attend, which will be in and around Hebden Bridge, at the kind of venues around town. So anything from the railway to Nelson's to Fox and Goose, Oldgate. You can kind of drop in the Albert drink, you can book a gig there. There's free events all over town, and there's also children's events as well. But then the main headliners and the main events at Hope Baptist Chapel and the trades, they're all paid gigs. And yeah, so you just have to look at the website and you can see the programme there and find out who you want to go and see.
That's very good, thank you. And it's a three-day event. Do most people stay over in local hotels or camping?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got our official camping spot, which is at Old Chamber Farm, and you can camp there. We've also got a few camper van spaces as well. And we've got Airbnb, and on the website, there's an accommodation link that you can kind of click onto and go to wherever you need to go.
Very good. Okay, let's have our next piece of music, which is our fifth one. It's the 309s and Mosquito. Why are we having that one?
Oh, well, we've got a huge Americana and Bluegrass Day on Saturday, and that's all happening at the Trades Club. We've got amazing bands, the Colbert Tales, we've got Redwood River Band, Filder and the Heavy Machines, David Broad Trio, Cajun Aces, Howling Johnny and the Devil Rejects, we've got the Swing Cats at Nelson's, and we've got the 309s on the evening.
Well, it comes from Minnesota, that's way up north. Gotta chill to my bones, I gotta pack my stuff and hitchhike to the hot places that I like. I'm going down to Louisiana where the Speedos rock and roll. Well, my daddy's got a stove, I gotta sweep the floor, I gotta pack the coal and 10 things more. I gotta sneak out the back at the dead of night, go down to the highway, wait for a light, hitchhike to the hot places that I like. I'm going down to Louisiana where mosquitoes rock and roll.
Mosquito.
places that I like. I'm going down Louisiana and skiing rock and roll.
Well, mosquitoes in my shoes,
mosquitoes in my hair,
mosquitoes around
my rocking chair. Well, all right, it's the hot places that I like. I'm going down Louisiana and skiing rock and roll. Soda, that's way up north. Got a chill in my bones. I gotta pack my stuff and hitchhike to the hot places that I like. I'm going down Louisiana where mosquitoes rock and roll. Oh, mosquitoes,
they can dance all night.
Oh, mosquitoes,
in the middle of
life. Oh, mosquitoes,
they know how to fight.
Oh, mosquitoes,
they can fight all night.
I'm going down Louisiana where mosquitoes rock and roll.
That is the 309s and Mosquito. That floats my boat. You say there's a whole day of that type of music.
Absolutely. All at the Trades Club. And there's going to be lots of dancing. And yeah, it's just really, the thing about the Americano and Bluegrass Day, it's just so happy. It's happy music. Not that folk music is sad, but, you know, there's a lot of heartbreak and they call them murder songs as well in the folk world. But the Americana and bluegrass music always seems to be like quite upbeat and joyful. And I think we need a bit of joy in our lives, don't we?
We do indeed. And it's all about the Hebden Folk Festival. But tell us what Hebden Bridge has to offer as well.
Oh, wow. So I've been in Hebden Bridge for 14 years now. And it evolves all the time. And it's full of creatives, artists and... yeah, locals, obviously, who've been there for years, history. There's amazing kind of architecture there, loads of amazing walks and scenery, great food places, obviously loads of places to drink and be merry. And it's just a really good community. You know, it's a community that's there for one another. And through the hard times like we went through with the floods, it really kind of brought out, you know, that community spirit. And we really need that in our time of life right now, because it's a very uncertain future, isn't it? So having a community that you can rely upon and celebrate our lives together is really important. And I think that's what Hebden Folk Roots Festival does. It brings everybody together and also makes anybody who comes into the community very, very welcome. And you are going to meet lots of friends over the weekend.
And talking about Hebden Bridge, I do some preparation for this programme. You might not know, but I do. And it says that you have one of the best British high streets, because you've got an award for your high street, mainly yes. Because it's got independent shops, not long chains of shops. So.
But we have been known as a community to stand up for big corporations and go, no, you're not allowed in, you're not allowed in. The Hebden Pound is very, very much existing. And yeah, it's full of artists as well, full of people who are self-made business people. There's a lot of entrepreneurs in Hebden Bridge. And that's a reason what attracted me to come there, is because I just started my business and I wanted to be around like-minded people. And I think it's very enterprising and it's very do-it-yourself and organic. And there's a lot of people who will assist you and help you. And there's a lot of exchanges. You know, I grew up in the country in East Yorkshire. So there is definitely that kind of philosophy of, I'll give you a bag of carrots if you cut my hair, you know, which was, my mum was the local hairdresser. So that happened a lot. We had a lot of carrots. So I think that community spirit is definitely existing.
Okay, let's have our next piece of music, which is Jack Parker and Wild. Why are we having that one?
Well, I organised an event with a group of people at Hope Baptist Chapel called Lunchtime Live, and the Hebden Folk Roots asked us to do a special folk, programme And so we did. And Jack Parker has performed before at Lunchtime Live, so he's a regular. And he's just a fantastic emerging artist in the folk scene. At the moment, he's in Ibiza performing. But yeah, he's going to be on stage on Saturday, the 11th of May, and I'm going to be performing on at the Hope Baptist Chapel with Lunchtime Live.
Doesn't know my name, haven't seen her people, haven't felt her flame. There's so much ocean in my way. Love to take her there someday. The moonlit sky across Amsterdam, the cobbled streets. Now don't know where I am, but she is here. Another sightseer when she to me, it all becomes clear. She's a little bit wild, 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 wild. Never need to do her stop, 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 stop. Feeling like a jab, 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 jab. Running through the wild, 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 wild. Where you going? It starts snowing. How does she just keep moving on? She said, listen, hear that sound. I said, no. She said, good, cause there is no one around. She's a little bit wild, 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 wild. I'm addicted to her style, 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 style. Feeling like a child, 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 child. Running through the wild, wild, wild. Running through the wild, 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 wild. The sun's bleeding down on this weathered coastal town. To follow her brown was the greatest treasure I found. She's a little bit wild, 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 wild. I'm addicted to her style, 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 style. Feeling like a child, 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 child. Running through the wild, wild, wild.
That is Jack Parker and Wild on our Top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM with me, Mike Kelly, and our guest today, Fiona Patterson, who's here telling us about the Hebden Folk Roots Festival. So, earlier on, you mentioned that you, Fiona, are also a singer. Are you appearing in the festival this week, the weekend?
Well, I'm organising a storytelling and poetry and music event at the White Lion on Sunday afternoon, and I probably will do a few numbers there, yes.
And do you have your own group?
Well, I'm at the moment kind of working on my own project, but I do have people I sing with. So a few years ago, we created an EP called We All Cast Shadows, and I wrote a few songs on there. I like to work in a collective as well, so we can bring people in, and it's called Songs of the Sea, and yeah. It's we'll be doing a bit of that on Sunday afternoon.
And when you recorded your CD, what name were you recording it under?
Songs of the Sea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. Talking about songs, you have a part of the weekend which is called Choirs Across the Valley,
yes.
Which is on the Friday evening, the 10th
yes.
of May. Tell us about that.
Well, Dawn, who actually sung on one of my tracks, We All Cast Shadows, she's the organiser, Dawn France. And it's a choir jam at St. James's Church. And there's the Four Horsemen. Some of the names I can't actually pronounce. I'll try, though. Sarabi, Calder Valley Voices, the Remingtons, chorister, Melody Bells, Cube Choir. Yeah, there's just one that I might have got particularly wrong, but yeah, that's just a beautiful evening of all those choirs coming together and singing. And I don't know about you, Mike, but I love hearing choirs sing. I think it's so beautiful.
And is that the main event to start the weekend off?
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah. It's one of them. Obviously, in the Trades Club, there's Mary Hell playing and Triter. But it's one of the many. But yes, I think it's quite a big one to attend. And it's reasonably priced as well at £5.
Let's take our next song. It's Henry Parker. Is he related to Jack Parker?
They get that all the time, but no, they aren't. But they like to, laugh about that in public. And but no, they're not related.
So we're having Henry Parker and Drive East. Why are we having that one?
He's also performing at the Lunchtime Live as one of our emerging artists. And again, he's another one that's on the folk scene and making his way and really making a name for himself. So I think we need to support these young artists and get them out there.
Golden fields roll by my window. Red brick terrace in a village green. Take the air roads through the country. No, it's summer in my dream. Light is up above the white stone, catching up drafts in the breeze, and drift around in lazy circles, throwing shadows on the trees. Squares and cobble pavements, towns passed by with names unknown, and in my mind another country, only 16 miles from my home. Thank you.
That is Henry Parker, who will be appearing at the Hebden Folk Root Festival later in May. This is the fifth year of the festival. How does it compare to the original one 5 years ago? Is it massive by comparison?
Yeah, it's a beast, really. It grows and grows. And as you first kind of start programming it, you know, it's kind of, oh, yeah, this will be fine. And as you go along, it just evolves. I'm doing something every day to promote the festival because there's so much to talk about in it. You know, there's so much that's going on. So,
is it easy to park at the event or should people be using public transport?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of car parks around the area and in the centre, but you can also park at the railway station and the side roads and things like that. Or, you know, use the rail, use kind of public transport and come in like that way. And then you can enjoy yourself and have a few drinks, that kind of thing.
Okay, our next piece of music is James J. Turner, Spirit, Soul and a Handful of Mud. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, well, you know, James he called me and it's the first time I'd met him and he was just like, we had about an hour long phone conversation and he was telling me about his life, the fact that he lived on the same street as where the Beatles rehearsed and that he was a druid and he's just so charismatic on the phone and his music's brilliant. And he has got a spirit, soul and a handful of mud, I think. He's got all three. And I think that comes out in his music. So I definitely had to book him on the lineup.
I was really freaked out just the other day. Another good friend had to go away. Something took him down in his prime. And I'm left here still doing time. Just made of flesh and blood, spitting and soul and a handful of mud. I'd live forever if I only could. Spitting and soul and a handful of mud. 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 Fundamental in your car, the turn from a whisper to a mighty roar. We're busy doing wrong, but we like to do good. It beats in your heart and it flows in your blood. We'd like to be strong if we only could. Spitting and soul and a handful of mud. 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 Possessing and keeping in the cage. I choose to be open and endlessly trying and constantly engaged with the music, the mystic, the beauty and the words that leap right off the page. The sun and the moon, the stars in the air and all the sacred words. Spitting and soul in a handful of mud. Spitting and soul in a handful of mud. Spitting and soul in a handful of mud. Spitting and soul in a that fly away, save them in a bottle for another day. And when I was thirsty, I could drink my fill. Cause a living is easy with time to kill. Like flowers passed between a page, a moment of beauty in a constant rage. I can't let go, but I know I should. Spit it and soul in a handful of mud. Spit it and soul in a handful of mud. Spit it and soul in a handful of mud. Spit it and soul in a handful of mud. Spit it and soul in a handful of mud.
Very catchy, Spirit and Soul and a Handful of Mud. That is James J. Turner. Well, it's the Hebden Folk Roots Festival. It starts Friday the 10th of May. Have you checked out the weather for that weekend?
I've been praying a lot to the sky, and hopefully we'll have beautiful sunshine.
Okay, and the festival, when it comes to its end, the festival finishes with something called World on Your Doorstep. What's that about?
Well, we have a lot of world music anyway throughout the festival, and it's music from different parts of the world, obviously. And so we have got the klezmer, as I've said earlier, that's happening. And it's just, bringing something different and celebrating different cultures as well within music and dance. And so that's very much celebrating diversity in there as well.
Okay, so, your last but one piece of music is Triter. Is that how it's pronounced?
Oh, medieval music, beautiful.
So tell us about it.
Get into a trance-like state, and then just as you're relaxing and feeling the vibe, especially the hippie Hebden vibe, then all of a sudden Mary Hell will come and wake you up on Friday evening.
Writer, nearly time to go, so time to say a big thank you to our guest Fiona Patterson, who's been telling us about the Hebden Folk Roots Festival. And from me, Mike Kelly, until the next time, thanks for listening. But before we go, Fiona, just remind us how you get tickets, when the dates of the event are and everything like that.
The Hebden Folk Roots Festival is on the 10th, 11th, 12th of May, and you can get your tickets from www.hebdenfolkroots.org. And you can get day, night-time tickets and weekend tickets.
And the final piece of music is from Katie Spencer. Why are we having that one?
Again, she's another emerging artist, and our sponsor, one of our sponsors, Oldgate, you know, very much kind of likes to promote kind of emerging artists and talent. And she's just a brilliant artist on the scene again, like Henry and Jack. And
she's
beautiful.
Fiona, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Don't you know we're all children? Don't you know we're all children? Trying to make ourselves understood by shouts in the loudest of us.
Into Bradford. This is BCB News 106.6 FM.